Welcome to the Lehigh Valley Art Salon for the 10th annual Lehigh Valley Press Student Poetry Project, presented to you in conjunction with WDIY Lehigh Valley Community Radio. I'm Paul Wollestein, and I'm here with George Van Doren.
Good evening, Paul. Nice to be here.
And George is the coordinator for the Student Poetry Project Adjudication Committee, and I am the focus editor for the Lehigh Valley Press newspapers. We're going to be hearing from three students tonight in the three categories for the annual Student Poetry Project, and that would be elementary school, middle school, and high school. So why don't we jump right in, George, and start with our first student poet. And this is in the elementary school category, and we're here with Colby Rao. And we also, I should note, have a special guest here tonight, and that is one of the teachers of some of the student poets. And George, why don't you introduce our teacher?
Our teacher is Mrs. Jen Krause. She is the teacher of 5th and 6th grade at Covenant Christian Academy, and she had four winning poets out of a total of nine, which is pretty impressive. So she's with us tonight, and I'm sure we'll be asking her a few questions about teaching poetry.
First, we'll start with Colby, and Colby is age 11, and he's in grade 5 at the Covenant Christian Academy. Colby, would you like to read your poem and say the title first, and we'll go right into it?
Okay, my poem is called Nippy. He scutters around his wire rack cage, sticking his nose through the bars. He says to me, "Please feed me." I dump in a hefty scoop. Then he says to me, "Thank you for this sea meal." He jumps up to his wire rack loft, where I sing him a lullaby. He takes his nap just like he should, awaking to a cardboard surprise. He chews it up into some bedding, stuffs it into his mouth, and climbs up to his loft again. Then he takes another nap and dreams a seedy dream.
Thank you, Colby. That was Colby Rao reading his poem, Nippy, and he is reading in the elementary school category. Colby is a fifth grader at Covenant Christian Academy. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for this poem, Colby.
Well, my inspiration for this poem was Nippy, my gerbil from my house. I've had him for a year and 2 months now. Mrs. Krause came in one day and said we're going to write a poem about having imagery. And I thought, well, why don't I do Nippy? Because he gives me all of these ideas. So I wrote this poem about my gerbil Nippy, and apparently it won me the poetry contest. I don't know why.
Well, George, why don't you talk about that a little bit? There was some imagery in here, speaking of the assignment for Ms. Krause, and I think that was quite impressive. Right, George?
I believe so, too. I'm going to say a few words, and Mrs. Krause, please feel free to interrupt. First of all, we were struck by the very first line. He scutters around his wire rack cage. So we had this nice word, scutter. Certainly not a usual word that we would expect to hear. And then we have this very concrete wire rack cage, and that all single syllables make us sort of slow down and pay attention to that. And we also liked the fact that we had the seedy meal. And then when he takes his nap, what does he have? A seedy dream. So that's nice repetition, and we know that he's dreaming about the meal, the next meal that may be coming up, kind of like my cats.
Well, this is Jen, and the inspiration or the exact assignment for this poem, what we talked about personification. Now, fifth graders are still very concrete, and so many of them, that was a hard concept for them to understand. And so we talked about how that's giving human qualities to something that is not human. And for a lot of them, it went straight to animals. And so we talked about how any show where there's an animal talking on a cartoon or something like that can show personification. So a lot of them chose to write about animals. And I think that's the assignment that this came out of.
Jen, may I call you Jen?
Yes.
Well, Jen, how did you find out about this contest? Because we're kind of fascinated by the fact that so many of your students did so well.
Well, I teach poetry every year for 3 to 4 weeks. We do pretty much nothing but poetry. And during that time, someone I don't even know who had clipped out from the Bethlehem Press newspaper the advertisement about the contest and put it in my mailbox. And so it gave me the idea to offer to the students. I didn't make them enter, and a few didn't, but about 14 of my students did enter, and they entered their poems, and some poems they wrote in class mostly, and a few that they wrote on their own, too.
Colby, was this the first poem that you've written, or do you write a lot of poems?
Well, actually, I only started writing poems with Mrs. Krause in fifth grade when we started poetry. I first thought it would be a very bad thing, and I'd get a horrible grade, but I did pretty good. This was actually the second poem I wrote. The first one was The Qualities About Myself. So,
very good. And do you enjoy literature and poetry and reading in general?
Yes.
And what other types of activities do you like?
Well, I do rocketry, sports, and, you know, other things like that.
What kind of sports do you enjoy? Which sports do you
enjoy? I do karate, soccer, and I used to do baseball, but I stopped that because, you know, getting summer and it's going to be hot this year, I heard.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, how about rocketry? What kind of rocketry do you do?
Well, it's basically model rockets, but they use real rocket engines. So, you know, you build them, then set them on the launch pad, and they use an electrical charge to detonate the engine, and they go like 500 feet.
Wow, that's really cool.
Okay. I have a question for Mrs. Krause. Now, when you introduce poetry to your students, how do you go about doing that?
We start with how to read a poem. I teach them that you don't necessarily stop at the end of every line. You read to the punctuation. So we try to do that. I model that. And then right away, we read some poems, and I give them some specific kind of defined prompts. And they take off from there and write them. So we read some together. We do examples of the kind of poem they're going to be writing. And teach a lot of literary terms through the poetry, and then they write their assignments.
Yeah, I think that's especially commendable that you start with how to read a poem, because there's so many people who read from rhyme to rhyme, and it makes it so hard to understand the poems. I know from my own teaching, I always like to expose the students to many different kinds of poetry, even in that very first day. Funny poems and poems that rhyme and poems that don't, and you know, some with serious themes and some that are just everyday.
Well, I'd like to thank Colby Rao. He's age 11, grade 5, from Covenant Christian Academy, for being here with us today. And we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we will have the middle school poem, and that is from Madeline Foster. Again, Lehigh Valley Arts Salon for the 10th Annual Student Poetry Project.
Program support on WDIY, we thank Landy Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the Lehigh Valley for more than 60 years, keeping the air in your home feeling cool through the spring and summer seasons with cooling systems from Lennox. For more information, 610-868-7711 or on the web at landyheating.com.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We're here for the 10th Annual Lehigh Valley Press WDIY Student Poetry Project. My name is Paul Willestein. I'm the focus editor at Lehigh Valley Press, and I'm here with George Van Doren. He's the Student Poetry Project Coordinator. And we're also here with Mrs. Jen Krause, and she is a 5th and 6th grade teacher at the Covenant Christian Academy. We're going to be hearing now from Madeline Foster, and she was selected to read her poem and have it published in the Lehigh Valley Press, in the newspapers, in the focus section, and also online. Madeline, welcome.
Hi.
Would you like to read your poem? We'll go right into it. Why don't you state the title and then read your poem?
My poem is The Beast. The tips of the trees kiss my wings. I am a graceful beast. My talons are powerful blades of diamond. My feathers are spun of silver. My wings are so powerful they control the sky. They gleam like steel. My beak is like ice, hard and cold. My eyes hold knowledge and speak of many things. I can be fast and slow. My howls stretch to every corner of the earth. Nothing can escape my penetrating, analyzing gaze. I manipulate the elements. I pour my emotions on those below. But even I have my boundaries. I can cross oceans and vast continents, but I cannot leave the atmosphere. I have seen the beginning. I will see the end. I may be powerful, but I cannot leave. I am the force that kicks up leaves to caress your face. I tease and tussle your hair. I push and pull on your hat. I cool you off in the brittle heat. But do not think you can harness me. I can level cities. I breathe ice and fire. I leave disaster in my wake. You love me and you hate me, but I do not care, for I am only the wind.
Thank you. That's Madeline Foster, age 11, grade 6, Covenant Christian Academy, reading her poem, The Beast. I would just like to say, and I want George to jump in then too, because I was just really knocked out by your poem. It took me by surprise.
Thank you.
And I guess that's what you intended.
I hope so.
Where did you come up with this idea?
I was just thinking about like how storms are so, they seem kind of angry, and they always seem so really, really powerful. And I was thinking how they can also be really gentle, and they, like, when you're on a swing and you feel the wind rushing by your face, and then when you're all on a roller coaster and wind is really rushing by your face. And I was just thinking about how I could maybe transform that into a person, and not as much a person, but something that's been for a while and knows a lot of things. So,
mm-hmm. Yes, you really created an entity, an all-knowing entity of eons of age, it seems. George?
I was particularly impressed with the use of imagery. This could be kind of a model poem for similes, metaphor, personification, various figures of speech. And you do a really nice job with that. Can you talk about how you came up with some of those?
When I said, like, the tips of the trees kiss my wings, I was thinking about, like, I was thinking about some of my favorite poems. They're all very descriptive, and I tried to capture that you see that the tips of the trees, like the tallest trees, kiss this humongous thing's wings. And then when it says, my howls stretch to every corner of the earth, I think, like, well, the wind is surrounding the earth, and it's everywhere, but it's not in space. So I kind of figured, well, wait a second. It also has boundaries. So it's everywhere, yet it can't leave.
Fascinating. I think this poem has legs. I think you should enter it in other contests, too. That's Madeline Foster, and she's age 11, grade 6, at the Covenant Christian Academy. Let's hear now from her teacher, Jen Krause, at the Covenant Christian Academy. Talk about this poem, about Madeline's work, please.
I'm actually not even sure that I assigned this poem. She wrote several poems as we were doing poetry outside of class that she was just inspired to write, and this might have been one of them. Is that right, Maddie?
Yeah, that was definitely, I was actually just coming up with it at like the end of class in study hall, so.
But it's really, I mean, it really captures the breadth and depth of the patterns. You can just picture the whole globe, and you can picture, you know, those satellite imagery that we see on the Weather Channel and on our personal devices, our computers, mm-hmm. and our phones and whatnot.
Yes.
How about that, George?
Well, Maddie, I know that Maddie reads all the time.
Uh-huh.
She's a very prolific reader. You can't keep enough books in her hands, and I think that really contributes a lot to vocabulary and the imagery that you're able to create, because she's experienced a lot of it in the books that she's read. And so then she's able to, it's easier then to create your own.
Yeah, and I'd have to say from this poem that she has a really good ear. That first line, the tips of the trees kiss my wings, that the tips and the kiss thing going there, I don't know, you know what that's called, Maddie?
Mm-mm, no.
It's called assonance, because you have the sound is repeated. And you do that so naturally, and you do similar things throughout the rest of the poem. that probably, you know, if you were to try to name them, maybe you wouldn't be able to, but you obviously can use them quite well.
We're here on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We're celebrating the National Poetry Month of April with the 10th Annual Student Poetry Project. It's presented to you by the Lehigh Valley Press and WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Radio Station. I'm Paul Wallerstein, and we're here with George Van Dorn. We're going to take a little break now, and when we come back, we will have the high school category and Andrew Glocken.
Support on WDIY, we thank the Zollner Arts Center presenting I Dream a World. Penn State Laureate conductor Anthony Leach leads a program of spirituals and gospel, featuring the music of Moses Hogan, Dave Brubeck, and more. Guest choir, Penn State's Essence of Joy, Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th at 8 p.m. For information, 610-7LU-ARTS or ZollnerArtsCenter.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon for the 10th Annual Lehigh Valley Press WDIY Student Poetry Project. It's National Poetry Month, it's April, and we're here with our three student poets. We heard from two of them in the elementary and middle school categories, and now we're going to hear in the high school category. And Andrew, make sure I pronounce your last name correctly, please.
It's Glocken.
Glocken, okay. Glocken, I think, yep. I was a little bit wrong on that one. Andrew Glocken.
That's fine.
Andrew is age 16. He's in grade 11 at Phillipsburg High School in the Phillipsburg School District in the grape state of New Jersey and the Garden State. He's going to read his poem now. Why don't you state the title and go right ahead.
Sure thing. The name of my poem is A Cafe in Harlem. What thoughts I have of you tonight, Allen Ginsberg. For I strolled through Harlem, gazing upon angel-headed hipsters, meditating on the great yellow rose in your brain. In my unquenchable thirst, and desperate for the caffeination of a beat, I entered the brooding cafe for penance when the light appeared, casting me into your reality. What dark roasts and waking death, whole realities brewing in pots, jars of individual Buddha beans, communes of Sangha grinds, mouthfuls of Dharma. And you, Mr. Burroughs, what were you doing with a shot of espresso? I saw you, Allen Ginsberg, enlightened, solitary, ageless father, poking among the jars of Java, eyeing them as if each were a shrine to you. I heard you inquire each aloud, can I buy you with words? Will you stain my homework? Are you person? I followed you out of man's expectations through your contention into hallowed purgatory. We meandered through mediocrity, sampling half-decent coffee in our new home, stuck in a semi-conscious daze. Where are we going, Allen Ginsberg? Dawn approaches and we are down to our last sip. Which way is we going? Will we come to a crossroad as the first light of day appears? The wastebaskets made of money line the streets, making us feel worth our weight in thought. Will we be content when we crash, or will we tweak as if junkie were an ode to us? Ah, dear maddened father, teacher of self, messenger of Buddha, when was the last time you passed out on the curb in Harlem?
Thank you, Andrew. I must say that this, to me, is a master poem. And I'm not saying that because you're just sitting here. You're age 16, but you're very wisdomatic with this poem.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much.
No, very impressive, and I think George would agree.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree. I would like if you would explain to people who are listening the source of this poem, where the idea came from.
The actual poem itself came from an assignment in class. My teacher told us to write a eulogy about our favorite poet, and mine is obviously Allen Ginsberg. And so I was thinking, what is something characteristic of Ginsberg that he would do? And my mind went straight to imitating someone else. And so I found his poem, Supermarket in California, which is an ode to Walt Whitman. And I completely modeled the structure of it so that it would run almost perfectly with it, so it would mirror it almost. And then I picked apart 10 other Ginsberg poems and put all of them together in the one poem using my own voice and how I saw myself as Ginsberg's poetic son.
Wow. So it's kind of like a mashup.
Yep, pretty much.
Amazing. You did research, and I mean, how long did this take? You didn't just sit down and one off this. This must have taken you some time to do.
I didn't just sit off and one off it in like an hour, but I did just sit down, and it took me I started a Saturday afternoon and finished that Sunday afternoon, and it was just, I was researching, watching Ginsberg lectures on Whitman, things like that, just so I could get a perspective and how I should go about doing the poem itself. So it was a lot of research, and then the writing itself came in waves as I picked apart each separate poem and annotated each.
I actually see some thesis material here on this topic, and you could actually do a whole paper on this whole process, I think.
I love how you said that, because I actually did have to do, we all have to do research papers, all students, I'm pretty sure. And this year we had to do a critique of an American author's works, and I chose Ginsberg and his famous poem Howl. And I did work this in a little bit, kind of as my own bit of ethos in there.
Let's hear from George. George Van Doren is the head of the Student Poetry Project Committee, and here's some of his thoughts and comments.
Okay, well, the one thing I wanted to say is, you know, I taught English for like 36 years, and what amazed me about this is that you use the form, and you used parallel subject matter. You didn't use the same subject matter, and you handled the material in a fresh way. A whole lot of students, I would say the vast majority of students, would have become very derivative, and this really isn't. It's too bad that we can't compare the poems for the listening audience, but we can't with the time we have tonight. But suffice to say, very, very nicely done.
Thank you.
Do you write a lot of poetry, and do you write other forms?
I've written a few short stories and narratives, but I try to keep to a strict one poem a day.
Well, that's all? That's impressive. Wow. So along with your daily workout and your exercise and your red and your breakfast and everything, you write a poem.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Do you set aside a specific time and place, or does it just
it just comes whenever the inspiration comes, it comes. It could be in math class, or it could be walking home from lacrosse practice, just whenever, wherever.
Do you keep a journal, or do you do it electronically, or how do you do it?
I do. My friend got me a journal that I really like. It's a self-portrait Frida Kahlo did the cover. And I just really enjoy that, and I've been using that for about 6 months to write all my poetry in.
So, in other words, pen or pencil and paper still?
Yep.
All right. Not a tablet?
Not a tablet, nope. Pen and paper.
What other activities? You mentioned lacrosse.
Yep, I play lacrosse. Writing is obviously a huge part of my life. Those take up most of my time, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, we're here for the 10th Annual Student Poetry Project, presented to you by WDIY Lehigh Valley Community Radio. My name is Paul Willistein. I'm features editor of the Lehigh Valley Press and the focus section, that is. And you can read these poems this week in the Lehigh Valley Press, and that is the Bethlehem Press and East Penn Press, Salisbury Press, Whitehall Copley Press, Catasauqua Press, Northampton Press, Parkland Press, and Northwestern Press. They will be in the focus section, and that will be in the April 22nd and 23rd editions. We are on the air now in Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and we would like to thank you for listening. I'd like to have a few final comments from George about this year's entries, and maybe we can wrap up with some comments from Jen Krause. She's here from the Lehigh Valley Covenant Christian Academy.
In terms of this year's entries, I was very pleased with both the quantity and the quality of the entries that we had. And a lot of very good poetry out there.
Well, I know my students enjoyed entering the contest. A lot of them enter fifth grade not liking poetry, and by sixth grade they're begging me, when are we doing poetry, Mrs. Krause? And so it's really great to see that, and I'm glad they got a chance. Some of them got a chance to show other people what they've written, and I just think that was a really good experience. So thanks for doing this contest.
You're welcome, and since it is National Poetry Month, what is the significance from a teaching standpoint, from a learning standpoint, from sort of a cross-disciplinary standpoint, applying to other subjects, other activities that students might do? Why is poetry important? What's the significance of poetry as compared to other types of writing or speech?
Well, I do think that there are a lot of benefits to teaching poetry, and one of those is that students who maybe aren't as, you know, learned in other areas or they don't do as well traditionally can write a poem, and they can write really wonderful poems sometimes. And so it gives them an outlet to say, I can be creative, I can do well with this writing poetry, and it helps their vocabulary, it helps their speaking because they can read their poem out loud. And so I just think it has a lot of benefits for learning, and it supplements other things that they're learning very well.
And I'd like to piggyback on that and say that, you know, the steps that you take to write a poem are the same steps you take to write anything else. And so when you look at, well, how well organized is it? How strong is the content? What about the style of the poem? What about the conventions? Why would we even use conventions in a poem? Oh, well, maybe to get the reader to read the poem the way we want. You know, so there are all sorts of things that you can look at in a poem that basically are the same as you would if you were writing a term paper or an advertisement or anything else.
Thank you, George. That was George Van Doren. He is the head of the Student Poetry Project Committee. And I'm Paul Wollestein. I'm folks editor at Lehigh Valley Press. Don't forget, you can read the poems this week in the Lehigh Valley Press newspapers. That's April 22nd and 23rd. Also online, Lehigh Valley Press online. You can read the poems. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon and WDIY Lehigh Valley Community Radio.